You're listening to the Business Bite Podcast with Grace Rizzo.
Hi guys, Grace here, and I had a very interesting conversation with my daughter tonight before I put her down for bed that I thought you might be interested in hearing. So a lot of times I've had conversations with her about business and just life in general. My daughter Niecy is 4.5 years old, and I'm pretty convinced that she's, I don't want to be bragging about my daughter, but she is very, very sharp. She's been talking since before she could walk, since before she was even a year old. She was talking in full sentences, and she's always kind of just been one of those kids where you, every time she talks, you just want to laugh. And tonight I was talking to her about this special time that we've had together in Florida, and how, you know, it's good to get this much time with her. And I asked her, I said, you know, is this kind of making up for how much mommy works? And she goes, oh yeah, yeah it is. And I asked her, I said, you know, when you're older and you're working, you know, you're going to be able to help people. And she goes, well, I'm going to work to make money. And I was like, well, that's actually not why people work. And she's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, yes, you make money when you work, but you don't work to make money. You work to help people. And when you've helped people, the money kind of follows. And she was like, huh. And I could tell that she just wasn't thinking right. And then she just yelled, nope, you work to make money. Good night. Just to be a little stinker, she had to yell the opposite of what I was trying to teach her, because that's her personality. But I could tell that it was not a conversation that she was used to having. And I think some adults need this conversation. I think sometimes we forget that the value needs to come first, and that only then can you expect to be paid. Whether you're an employee, whether you're an employer, no matter what you do, you've got to bring value. You've got to help other people first. And once you do that, the money always follows, because people will appreciate you. They'll need you. And the vast majority of people are good people. And the vast majority of people want what's fair and want what's right. So I kind of challenge you tonight to think about how you're bringing value to people's lives. And I challenge you to think about how you're talking about money and occupation and all of those things with your children. I even told my daughter, I said, mommy does marketing. Do you know what that means? And she was like, no. I said, well, I help other people have their dream jobs and have their dream businesses. And she was like, oh, okay, so are you going to help me have my dream business? I was like, sure. What do you want to do? So, I don't know. I like having the conversation. I think it's important. And I think it's important that your kids know why you go to work, and that they know that they have that option when they grow up, and that they know that it doesn't take away from how much you love them and the important moments that you share with them. So anyways, I thought I'd share that with you guys, and I hope that it brings some value to your life, and I hope that you have a fantastic evening. Bye, guys.